This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Lisa Young. Affordable housing is on the horizon for the city of Montrose thanks to a $1.25 million state grant awarded to Community Options, the local nonprofit organization that serves those with intellectual or developmental disabilities. We'll use the money to purchase land for 50 affordable units within a larger proposed development. According to reporting in the Montrose Daily Press, the award through the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority's Proposition 123 Land Banking Program allowed Community Options to purchase a four-acre site on 6600 Road last year. As part of that purchase, Community Options also received a $270,000 donation from Housing Partners of Montrose. The new Community Options project will, in the next few years, create housing units priced for those who make 30 to 60% of the area median income. These units will be a part of a larger mixed income development called Hilltop Neighborhood that is to be built along the 6600 Road corridor. The broader project aims to add up to 250 housing units to the market, including the apartments Community Options is looking to build, with an eye to the needs of its clients as well as its staff. More on this story is available online at montrosepress.com. In regional news, the state of New Mexico has established a panel to reopen the investigation into Epstein's ranch. With the New Mexico News Connection, Roz Brown has the story.
New Mexico is once again investigating what went on at Jeffrey Epstein's ranch, a probe of the convicted sex offender that was stalled in 2019 by the federal government. A four-member bipartisan commission led by Representative Andrea Romero was approved by the legislature last week. It comes after the state attorney general's office ordered further investigations into the sex trafficking conspiracy and what role Epstein's Zorro Ranch near Santa Fe may have played. Romero says the names of some New Mexicans are included in newly released FBI documents.
I don't think you could have done this 10 years ago in New Mexico because of these very close relationships and real potential fear about what could happen to you if you tried.
In addition to Romero, the commission includes a second Democratic representative, one Republican, and a retired FBI agent. It has operational authority through the end of 2026, but hopes to produce an initial report by mid-year. New Mexico has been criticized for not conducting an investigation at Zorro Ranch years ago. But Romero says when the state began preliminary work in 2019 during the first Trump administration, it was told the federal government was now in charge. She notes that's why a local probe stalled, even though it might have led to more disclosures.
We didn't know about the FBI tip about this horrifying claim that bodies were buried at the ranch until a few weeks ago. But we also do know that we had tried to investigate and were told not to.
Romero says some underage girls and young women who say they were trafficked and sexually abused at the Epstein Ranch could be subpoenaed in an effort to exact justice.
When somebody tells you something happened to them, you believe them and verify everything. But we're talking about countless accounts of abuse. And so it's really important that those who suffered have an opportunity to come forward and to speak their truth.
A Texas businessman and Republican candidate for Texas Comptroller has agreed to cooperate with law enforcement as they search the premises. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
The arts generated $19.7 billion in Colorado last year, according to the state's Office of Economic Development and International Trade. That's 3.7% of Colorado's economy and more than 121,000 jobs. That impact is growing, with employment in the arts and culture industry increasing 3.6% in Colorado since 2022, compared to a 0.3% increase nationwide. The North Fork Valley is no exception to this state trend, and the local creative coalition has received a grant of $75,000 over 3 years to continue its success in growing the arts economy. For KVNF, Marty Derlin reports.
Jess Dervin Ackerman has been working part-time for the past 2 years as executive director for the North Fork Creative Coalition. The new grant will make it possible for her to work full-time. In this interview, she talks about the significance of the funding, the arts as an economic driver in a rural area, and about expanding the definition of creative.
We were eligible to apply to the Office of Just Transition funding because we live in Delta County, which is facing impacts from a decline of the extractive industries here. We've lost almost 900 jobs in the last 10 years in Delta County and in the North Fork Valley specifically, with multiple coal mines closing. And what is the future of this valley? You know, that is, I think, the question that people have been asking, and that's what we're trying to answer. And this funding is helping us to expand our programming and capacity to meet that need. There have been ranchers, orchardists, farmers, and hippies and artists in the North Fork Valley for decades. We are a cross-cultural community that has lots of different kinds of people and people focused on very different sectors. But I think we see a lot more collaboration and pollination between those sectors. In the North Fork Valley, we consider creative industries at the intersection of arts and agriculture. So for us, agriculture producers are very much creatives. So when we talk about creative industries and expanding that and supporting that, what we're really talking about is supporting the folks who are already here working. Yeah, whether that's our downtown brick and mortars, or it's our ranchers or our farmers, or people who work in, you know, work at home or work in cottage industry. It's also our traditional artists, our sculptors, our painters, our writers, etc. But it's so much more than that.
The Coalition produces three signature events: Pickin' in the Park, Mountain Harvest Festival, and the Holiday Art Fair. They also produce biweekly events in Hotchkiss and Paonia throughout the year. Otherwise, they're supporting local presentations and projects in various ways. And it's paying off for the North Fork economy.
We just finished the calculations for 2025 of what kind of economic activity our programming brought to the Valley. And what we found is that through our signature events and the twice monthly events, both in downtown Hotchkiss and downtown Paonia, our events brought $1.5 million into this North Fork Valley economy. The Paonia Holiday Art Fair has been going for 33 years. And this last year, we added a new event the night before called Light the Night, where we put luminaria out all along Grand Avenue down in downtown Paonia at all of these businesses that were open. We did a cookie tasting contest. We did a window decoration contest. And that wasn't visitors. That was locals who were out and packing. Every restaurant, every bar, every store was full of our locals who were out enjoying themselves and spending money in our local economy. So it's not just visitors and tourists, and that is an important part of our economy, but that's not the only thing that we want to see growing. The other piece we see is really skilling up our business owners here, helping folks understand how to write a business plan, or how to know how to do your accounting or bookkeeping, how to do your marketing, you know, really helping folks to learn the essential business skills they need to run their business well. And then the other piece that, you know, we really want to expand is helping our local businesses and producers here export their products that are created here to larger regional markets. The farmers markets are one way that our producers do that. They go and sell their produce or their products at Crested Butte, Telluride, Aspen. But how are we doing that with art? How are we doing that with folks who can't go vend at a farmers market? How are we helping them to get their products to folks who live near here who would love to buy their products?
The next 3 years are hopeful for the North Fork Valley Creative Coalition, but of course, there are always challenges.
This is a test. We are a test case. You know, we are a community that is in transition, and we're betting on, you know, the creative industries, this intersection of arts and agriculture, which is the beauty of the North Fork Valley and why people love to live here and be part of this community. Can that be sustained? Can that be what sustains our economy here and our rural way of life as costs of living everywhere are skyrocketing?
For the KVNF Regional News, I'm Marty Derlin, reporting from Paonia.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.